Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GHCL Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. R.S. Jalan, Managing Director, and Mr. Raman Chopra, CFO and Executive Director of Finance. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Ori from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you. Over to you, Rohan.
Thank you, Ryan. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Thanks. Thanks, Rohan. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to GHCL earnings call for third quarter ended 31st December 2022. Our results and presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website. For this call, I am accompanied by Raman, our CFO and Executive Director of Finance, along with Manu and Abhishek. Soda's international market is largely balanced except China. China's domestic demand is soft due to slowdown in the real estate sector. American market is balanced and annual contract has been closed. In Europe, there is some relief with lower energy prices. International shipping freight costs have come down significantly. This has resulted in an increased export from China to other parts of the world. We are monitoring the development that China's domestic demand could bounce back post the Chinese New Year and opening up the off economy. As per plan, our plant maintenance was successfully completed in October, which had one-time production loss of 15,000 metric tons. We have taken a price correction of 2% in November 2022, and prices has been stable since then. Prices may change according to demand recovery scenario in China. The domestic demand from glass industry remains strong for both flat glass and container glass, though with the increased import of flat glass from China. Demand from detergent segment was soft but has now started to recover. Energy prices have started to soften, which may have favorable impact on margin going forward. As mentioned in the previous quarter investor call, the textile business is facing headwinds. Price of both cotton and yarn has corrected from the peak and spreads have contracted. New cotton crop coming into the market is on lower side compared to the last year. However, festive sale in the international market were good and consumer sentiment seems to be improving. We expect the business will gain positive traction in next two, three quarters. In the last five years, our average margin has been 18%, which has been dipped to 12.7% for nine-month FY23. We expect our margin will revert back to 17%-20% range in next two, three quarters. We continue to focus on implementation of various growth initiatives. The greenfield project is making progress, and we are working with the various agencies and project consultants. Sodium bicarbonate expansion is near completion. Other initiatives such as backward integration of raw materials, salt improvement projects, and digitizations are progressing well. At our textile division, we have successfully installed 40,000 new spindles, which will help us to achieve volume growth of around 20%. Strengthen our product basket diversification and increase value-added product basket. We are committed to enhance our green energy footprint. I'm glad to share that we have received a regulatory consent to increase capacity of existing soda ash plant from 11 lakh tons to 12 lakh tons. We shall achieve some volume benefit in the current year. On the demerger front, Honorable NCLT has conducted the hearing on 20th of December 2022 and has reserved their order. As a next step, our endeavor is to list the textile business upon receipt of the order. I will now hand over to Raman to share the financial performance.
Thank you, sir. Good evening and a very warm welcome to all of you for our Q3 earning call for financial year 23. I will share the financial highlights and segmental performance for the quarter ended 31st December 2022. Revenue for Q3 FY23 came in at 1289 crore as compared to 1000 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year. This is a growth of 28% on year-on-year basis. On a sequential basis, revenue declined by 7% from 1389 crore. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 376 crore, which is a significant increase of 50% from 251 crore in Q3 FY22. On a sequential basis, it presents a decline of around 15% from 442 crore rupees. For the quarter, EBITDA margin came in at 29.1% compared to 24.9% in Q3 of FY22 and 31.8% of Q2 FY23. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 248 crore compared to 153 crore in Q3 FY22 and 289 crore in Q2 FY23. In the inorganic chemical segment, we have reported a revenue of 1057 crore during the quarter, which is up by 38% compared to 765 crore on a year-on-year basis. There is a decline of around 6% from 1130 crore rupees on a sequential basis. The reason for this variation is mainly due to lower volumes due to plant shutdown in October, coupled with softer realization. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 372 crore as compared to 182 crore rupees in Q3 FY22 and rupees 413 crore in Q2 of this year. This translates to an EBITDA margin of 35.2% in Q3 as compared to 23.8% in Q3 FY22 and 36.6% in Q2 FY23. On a sequential basis, EBITDA has gone down by 41 crore due to plant shutdown resulting in lower volume, one-time wage settlement expense, higher repair and maintenance costs due to plant shutdown and softer utilization. Our textile business faced headwinds impacting the yarn industry. As a result, the revenue for the current quarter was 233 crore rupees as compared to 241 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year and 260 crore rupees in the previous quarter of this year. EBITDA declined significantly to 53 crore as compared to 69 crore in Q3 of FY22 and 29 crore in previous quarter, mainly due to lower realization and inventory impact. For 9-month period of FY23, we generated a cash flow of 1150 crore rupees. We have achieved a significant milestone of becoming a net debt-free company during the quarter itself, as against our initial estimate of achieving the same by fiscal year end. Our gross debt stood at the end of the quarter stood at 462 crore rupees, and we have a net cash surplus of rupees 6 crore as at the end of the quarter. With this, I conclude my comments and would now request the moderator to open the forum for question and answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Riddhesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just having a couple of questions. You know, given effectively the reduction in freight rates and slowdown in, which happened in China, which now hopefully they're behind us, yet the price reduction was only a little 2%. If you could throw some light on how it's leading to such strong actually pricing, and going ahead, if you have a view on the inventory levels also, which might be there in China and other countries, to give a view and an outlook on if you just see prices go up, stay steady, or potentially reduce over the next few quarters and years.
You very rightly asked the question about the China, because as you know that out of the total global scenario, China is a very significant player. And if you remember a couple of quarters before, I have given to the investors feedback that in a slightly medium term, the China will become a net importer. The China will not remain as a net exporter. barring some blip in between. And that situation still continues. This small change which has happened in China is primarily because of their COVID restrictions. The consumption in the housing sector has been very significantly lower. But our understanding is going forward, after the China is now starting opening up, probably the demand recovery will happen in China, and that will change the outlook of the soda ash going forward. One good thing is that China is having a very bare minimum inventory of soda ash at this point of the time. So there is not an accumulation of the soda ash inventory. They are almost around 200,000, 250,000 kind of volume against their total production of something around 2.5 million tons per month kind of a scenario. So their inventory is bare minimum. In terms of the logistic cost, as you rightly said, soda ash prices has not declined in China. Frankly speaking, this gap which you are seeing is primarily because of the container freight or the freight has come down. So therefore, the price of Chinese product or say any import product which is coming to India, the freight cost has gone down. But still, our prices are more or less in line with the on the current pricing it's being offered. If you look at US, it's very firm in terms of overall, not a major offering from US. Same Europe, not a major offering from Europe also. So therefore, my personal belief that I don't see a major kind of a scenario changing in terms of price reductions and things like that going forward. But as you know, the market is very dynamic, and how does the next of, after this Chinese economy gets open up now after this the new year, how the scenario happens in China may change the dynamic. But till now, we don't see any major downside in the overall scenario.
Got it. And, sir, and is there potential upside you see in prices as well in terms of given the scenario of increasing end user demand and effectively limited new capacity coming on the stream?
So, you see, in a, maybe one or two quarters I can't say because, but you know, yes, in a medium terms probably that should be safer because as you rightly said, on the one side the soda ash also solar investments are like in India itself, in the next 6 months there is an additional demand of soda ash is coming only on the solar investment is more than 1 lakh ton per year.
Oh, wow.
So that is going to be 5% of the total demand.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if the like your detergent demand gets improved or your textile gets improved, then the demand uptake will be much better than what it is today. So in the shorter terms, maybe one or two quarters could be kind of a small blip or maybe this range, but after that potential of is there. If the way the soda ash demand growth is taking place globally, I personally believe that yes, positivity is there.
Got it. Sir, and the other question is with, is with regards to actually spinning. You know, we are hearing from some of the other players that overall spreads are starting to improve given Indian cotton prices have effectively corrected to global levels. Is there any outlook you can give for maybe the next 12 to 18 months?
See, if you remember that I have been telling this maybe last two calls, maybe 6 months before, the two things. One, I personally see that there is a likely headwind for the textile per se. And therefore today, if I can say a month before, entire consuming, be it a home textile, be it a garment, be it a denim, everywhere the demand outlook was very, very pessimistic and almost around the people were running around 50-60% of the capacity. Similarly, the spinning also, majority of the mills was running on a lower capacity, maybe somebody 60%, somebody 70%, somebody 50%. Fortunately for us, we have been running 100%. Till now, we have not reduced our production. In this quarter also, we have been running at a full. That's a positive sign from our side. In terms of the outlook, yes, a couple of positive things are there. One is now the cotton prices are more or less stabilized. yarn demands are being seen, some improvement is being taken place because China has already started importing the yarn from India. So there is a positive vibration is coming from China because now the economy is opening up, the demand of garment and everything will improve. So therefore they have started importing the product from India as well. Similarly, the demand in the US and Europe also, this time in the holiday season, the demand was reasonably good. So therefore, all the consumers like the home textile, some improvement I am seeing in their demand outlook. So probably maybe one or two more quarters, we will have some pain. After that, some recovery. You should definitely expect some recovery.
Got, understood. So and the last thing is that effectively given now you guys are you know, like net cash, and that too in a company which has got extremely steady free cash flows over the last many years. I mean, wouldn't it be prudent to maybe take some leverage and then either do a buyback or then do you know, a large dividend or something of that sort, just to be a little more actually efficient on our cap structure?
See, I have always been saying on this, one of the important aspects for us is the rewarding our shareholders, whatever way, either in the form of dividend or in the form of buyback. You know that we have already done two buyback in the past. Today, because of demerger, some restrictions are there on So therefore, of course, we will always be positive on these things. Of course, board has to take a decision on that. But yes, we will always be positive to reward our shareholders at the appropriate time.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mohit Khanna from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is pertaining to the expansion of the capacity that you had mentioned in the opening remarks from 11 lakh metric tons to 12 lakh. So what is the timeline on it and what is the capex are we incurring?
Already we have more or less kind of 70-80% of the work we have already done on this. And therefore, if you see that this year, we will get around 50-60% of the benefit of this expansion we will already accrue to us.
In FY23?
Only some balancing is required and probably the full potential we will be getting next year. So in a way you can say that most of the benefits will be accruing to us in this year itself.
Okay. Understood. And secondly, so in terms of soda ash demand, in particularly in India and imports coming into India, there were reports that imports had increased and the demand was also tepid, especially from the FMCG side and other consumable side. So what are the trends that you are seeing right now, especially on the demand and the volume consumption side?
See, if you look at the major sector where the demand of soda ash is there, one is the glass. There's reasonably doing good. As I said, all the plants are running at full. Container glass are really very bullish. In the flat glass, though they are running at 100%, but because of some import from China, their margins are under pressure. However, like I said, China is now opening up and probably this scenario will also reverse. So glass, both the segments are doing very good. In terms of detergent, there is some softness at the demand recovery after the monsoon. Demand recovery has not happened the way it should happen. But now we are seeing a sign of recovery into the detergent demand as well. The next sector, which is again very important, is the textile sector. Textile sector, as you know, the textile sector was down. But now some recovery has been seen in the textile also. We have started getting some inquiry from Bangladesh for soda ash because Bangladesh is a very important country for the textile segment. So there also the exports are happening for the soda ash. Overall, I would say textile is also on the recovery path. Green energy, I've already said, a lot of investments are coming into the green energy. Some of the plants are getting commissioned in next 6 months' time, and there will be a substantial demand of soda ash, which is almost around 5% of the total demand, will come only alone from the green energy initiative. So all this put together, I clearly see a good outlook for soda ash demand going forward. Of course, how the China shape up in terms of their economic slowdown, because they are almost around 40% of the global demand, and therefore how that shape up or how the import comes from China will be an area to be seen. Other than that, I don't see any major concern.
Great. And this is the final thing. What is the status of the greenfield capex right now? How much have we spent till now? And any other update on that regarding?
Yeah, in the greenfield project, I would say that investment is not very large at this point of time. We have almost spent around 50-60 crore only. That is also primarily on the land side. All other approval process are on the way. I think I have briefed to the investors last time that public hearing has been conducted, which has been done. Now the papers are with the Ministry of Environment to get an approval from that. And as usual, it happens in the any new greenfield project. Some, of course, NGOs and all those things are there. We are opposing the thing, but of course, government has to take their own views in terms of the overall outlook or the benefit of the plant into the nearby area. And I'm very positive that probably we will soon get the environmental clearances from the government. And after that, it will take another 2.5 years to kind of to complete the project. 2.5 years to three years of time, almost.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. Just I think in the initial remark, I think I missed some down for this textile segment that obviously we have been.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line of the participant has been disconnected. Our next question comes from the line of Sangeeta Purushottam from Cogito Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations, sir, for a really good set of numbers. My question really relates to the kind of volume growth we are likely to see in the next 2 to 3 years till our greenfield project comes on stream. So would you be able to tell us how, you know, what we can expect on that front? And a related question is, because of the plant shutdown that happened in Q3, did we lose any volumes? And if so, how much was that?
Yeah, Sangeeta, two questions you have asked. First is that in terms of the volume growth into the soda ash business, like I said, our capacity was 11 lakhs. Now it is going to 12 lakhs. So almost around 10%. Out of that 10%, most of them, around 70-80%, we will be able to, or maybe 60% we will be able to achieve during this year. Balance, we will be able to next year. So probably you can say, next 2 years, this year and the next year will be around 10% overall. Okay. In terms of the second question, which you talk about the your plant shutdown, as it usually happens that every industry takes around in every year, they take around the plant shutdown. In our case, we have gone for 18 months and this shutdown has happened in the month of September, and we lost around 15,000 tons of the volume in that during that period, because in that period, you have to stop the plant and you have to maybe maintenance part of it. But that will get recovered, means the your next quarter, that annual shutdown will not be there.
So, sir, just coming back to the first question again, you know, after this capacity of 12 lakh tons gets utilized, which we are saying has happened in FY23 and part in will happen in FY24, what about 25 and 26? You know, will we be seeing flat soda ash?
Oh, so these are two things. One, and as you know, that we are expanding our sodium bicarbonate capacity to double. That will have an advantage in terms of the volume growth. And then after that, we will have only the greenfield advantage into the In addition to that, like I briefed to the investors last time, one of the initiatives which we are doing is expanding our salt production.
So that advantage in terms of, not in terms of the revenue, but in terms of the cost advantage, we will have a significant advantage next year. So those kind of advantage will come, not in terms of the volume growth of soda ash, till the greenfield project comes.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sunil Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And I think let me compliment you for becoming a zero-debt company, which has been made possible under your guidance and leadership, and also buoyant market conditions. Now that we have a cash surplus of 468 crores, I'm sure investors should urge and you should consider a request for a buyback. Barring that, let me put two more questions to you. One, sir, there has been a 250 crores increase in the capital employed, out of which 130 is in the inorganic and 130 is in unallocated. So my request would be if you can throw some light on this. And secondly, as you rightly said that there is a 15,000 tons impact of shutdown, there were some opening inventories that we must be carrying. So we are still carrying those inventories and could not liquidate due to weaker market conditions. Just to these questions, sir.
No, but you have asked for the three things. One is the buyback, which I have already responded, that the company is always very conscious about rewarding the shareholders. At an appropriate time, the right proposal will be put up to the board for their consideration. The second, you spoke about very rightly about the capital deployment. The off number is probably, this numbers are being because of the working capital. Because as you know that the working capital in terms of either the inventory of the finished goods or in terms of your raw material, that deployment goes up or goes down. Okay. Third question, as you rightly said, because of the slowness of the demand, some inventory buildup has happened, which we are planning to this quarter. We are trying to kind of export some of the volume to kind of minimize this increase in the inventory.
Sir, but increase in capital employed in unallocated segment of 130 crores, if you can throw some light, because that is not related to soda ash.
So that is, we have kept the liquid money into the fixed deposit.
Okay. One more question. My last question is that you said that you expect 17 to 20% margins in spinning, and there's been 5-year track record of a 20 plus margin. I think probably aren't we conservative in saying 17, 20, because when we used to achieve 20% average margins, our commodity business was higher in spinning, and now with so much of investments in value-added segment, the number should be much higher than 17 to 20%.
I always go on a slightly longer term vision, okay, and like I said, this 70 to 20% has been stated a policy for us. If historically, like you rightly said, 18% is the margin, and going from 18 to 20 itself is a kind of a significant improvement, but I always want to be a little cautious about what I speak, and so it is always good that you speak less and you deliver more.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you spoke about this annual revision in the contract, long-term contract. So if you could throw some light, how have things planned for us for the long-term contract?
Sakashi, in terms, when I say long-term contract, this is more primarily for the U.S. People, okay? Because U.S., as you know, that they always go on a multi-year contract. Of course, now the trend is that they are also reducing the multi-year contract. So this year, the U.S., they have been able to close the yearly contract, and I think it's a better price than what they were getting before. So that was only for the from the U.S. side. In terms of the India side,
we don't have too much of, I would say, long-term contracts. Yeah, some percentage are there where somewhere we have a one-year contract, somewhere we have a six-month or three-month, that contract is there. And therefore, in some of the contracts, we have got a price increase because that contract was done a year back and after that the price has gone up. In some of the contracts which we have done maybe say 2 months back or 3 months back, and if they still, the contract is valid, that we are getting the same price. So it is more like a, not a very major impact on our realization overall because of this change in the annual contracts because somewhere gain, somewhere kind of a small 2-3% of the drop, so probably same number.
Sir, earlier you did spoke about some inorganic growth. And in your presentation, slide number 18, I just quote, within the soda ash, apart from the application in key end-user industries like detergent and glass, the company is strategically identifying newer end-use opportunities emerging out of solar panels. The objective is to target right set of customers within the industry and offer them the right product and solution. Having right customers prevents fluctuation in prices and therefore margins. Sir, if you could elaborate what are we trying to convey, and just a thought on the same.
See, two things. Ultimately, we are in a business where the competitions are there. The domestic competitions are there, and you have a global competition is also there somewhere, right? So keeping, then how do you create a kind of a better value for yourself? And that is only by creating a value addition in terms of the service that you provide, the way you deliver the product to them, like 24/7, in the soda ash industry, I think GSL was the first company that came with this concept of 24 hours delivery to the customer. Even if the customer is sitting in the southern part of the country from, and the has to move from Gujarat. So the point which we are trying to say here is that our focus is to how to create that value proposition for the customers. How do we service them? How do we proactively support them into their business? How do we focus more on the retail customers? Because there, the probably these things are very important for them. So we are, from that perspective, we are talking about identifying that. In terms of product basket expansion, which you are talking about, in the product basket expansion strategy, we are still working on that. A lot of proposals are coming, but I've said in the past also, we don't want to rush on something because it is a strategic investment at this point of a time. We don't want to rush and go for some industry which is not, what you call, we don't get the marginal acquisition at the right appropriate price, and where we see a kind of a volume of significant growth in going forward and opportunity. In terms of sodium RBC, refined bicarbonate, which I've said, we are doubling the capacity there. So those kind of things we are doing to create a value for our customers. And similarly, we are talking about in the textile, as you have been mentioning in the past, in the textile, the major focus is more towards the value-added segment. Strategic customer, strategic product, expanding the product basket of the textile so that we have a larger basket of the product. So these are the things which we are doing, and that is the reason today majority of the mill we are running on 60-70% of capacity. We are still running on 100% capacity. So this is what we mean in that what we said in the page number 18.
That any timeline you would like to set, or timeline would be a hazardous guess? It's an open-ended thought that it may take 6 months, it may take an year also, that we would be identifying the stream, or do we have any timeline set for the same?
Depending upon
the quantity of work you have done, sir.
So, Sakeji, I would not like to define the timeline, because in the rush of taking a decision in a timeline, this thing, we tend to make a mistake. We don't want to make a mistake. We would like to be very careful on selecting, so that, because when you do this, you have a long 20, 30, 40, 50 years kind of a scenario you are looking at. So don't rush and go for something where you can't create a value for your stakeholder or for that business itself. So we will be a little careful in taking that.
Sir, on the sodium bicarbonate expansion that we have done by this December end quarter, and the volume benefit would be percolating to this first quarter, to the fourth quarter?
So I have already said in the last quarter also that the sodium bicarbonate expansion will get completed in during this quarter, and the benefits will be coming to next year.
Right, sir. Sir, one small point about the Chinese prices, I'm referring to a Chinese website, sunsearch.com, wherein we have seen the soda ash prices being quoted in the Chinese currency being moving up from 2600 RMB to 2694 over a period of say 20-25 days with the lunar holidays getting over. So as you were guiding us that the scenario may change as the Chinese market open up, so are we getting any fillers on the ground that the price correction which we have taken earlier may get reversed sooner than depending upon the dynamics of the market?
See, at this point of time, I can only say that yes, you are right that the Chinese scenario is slightly positive than what it was 10 days or 20 days or 30 days back. But the real picture will be only emerged after when the China is fully operational from the holidays. And only the price trend will be clearly established. Probably this quarter, a wait and watch situation will be there, that how that shapes up, and based on that only future decisions or the future outlook can be spoken.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Only one small point I seen in the notes, sir, that during the quarter, just make the short point, and I'll come to the queue, sir. If it is permitted.
Please go ahead, Dr. G.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Sir, in the notes to account, it was mentioned that during the current quarter, 10,000 stock options lapsed under the employee stock option scheme, GSCL ISOs 2015. So what should one read, sir, into it? Is it regarding this 30% dip that we have seen in the market cap of the company, which is the reason why the same has lapsed, or how should one read into it?
No, Sakeji, this stock option which has been given long time back, and it would have been a beneficial to the employee who would have taken even at the current market prices. But the employee has left the organization, and he has not opted for that.
Okay, so leaving the organization will not make him eligible to exercise it later on. That's the reason.
Now in the future, he will not be able to exercise that.
I'll come in the queue, sir. Thank you, and all the best for the coming quarter.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. Sorry, same, I think disturbance was there. First thing, just to instill some clarity on the depreciation side. I mean, we have EBIT as per the press release for inorganic chemical segment as I think 366 crore, and on the PPT we have EBITDA of 372.
So I have not been able to hear you properly. So if you can slightly louder speak so that we can understand what you are doing.
Sorry. So am I clear right now?
Yes.
Yeah. So in inorganic segment, just wanted to clarify the depreciation amount for both inorganic as well as textile side. As I was just checking on the PPT and press release, that EBIT of inorganic was 366 crore, and on the EBITDA it was 372 crore. Just wanted some clarity there. Is there something missing, or how we should see that number?
No, you are talking about which slide number, if you can refer to.
In our press release, we normally mention the segment-wise performance. There, if we look at the segment result from inorganic chemical, it is 366 crore. Which normally we take as EBIT, and in the press release we have inorganic segments EBITDA as 372 crore in slide number 10. So how should we see the segment depreciation? Just wanted to check that.
Rohit, frankly speaking, we need to kind of look at this number. You have to give a little time to understand because my team is already looking at that number.
Okay.
We will come back to you with
this calculation. I'll check it later on. So on the overall outlook, I think you have already indicated about the textile business that we have been also talking for last 2-3 quarters. I think it's slowdown and the goodness is there in the business. So now, any green shoots we are observing, or how we should see the next couple of quarters or going ahead?
See, Rohit, in terms of the spinning or the textile, definitely 1 or 2 more quarters will be painful. On the two regions, one is the recovery is being seen, but it's still some inventory losses or the one-time losses will continue in next quarter, at least more. This means the current quarter, which is running right now, you will see that. And now gradually the demand recovery will take place. And probably this quarter will be a little bit more challenging. But of course, the worst is over in a way, if I can say so. And if the way the scenario we see today, as you know that the markets are so volatile, it is very difficult to see tomorrow what will happen. Okay. However, the way I see today, probably April June quarter should be better than this quarter or the next quarter, which is likely to happen. And after that, the due recovery should take place. So 23-24 should be a better year for textile per se. This is what my broader understanding of the whole scenario, subject to all what you call volatility and uncertainty. You want to clarify?
Yeah.
If you
look at what we have reported in the quarterly results and the presentation, 366 crore is inorganic chemical and textile is 6 crore negative. So net comes to 360 crore. And if you eliminate 16 crore of unallocated expenditure, then the total EBIT will come to 344 crore rupees. And a breakup of that 344 crore is on the 350 crore EBIT is there in the inorganic chemical business, and minus 6 crore is there in the textile business. So net will be 344 crore. That is the reconciliation.
Okay. So basically, I just wanted to drill down the number for depreciation amount. The total depreciation which we are having around 30 odd crore for this quarter. I think this 32 crores and
yeah,
31.8. So how much we should see that for inorganic chemical and textile?
9 for textile and approximately 22.5 crore from the inorganic.
Okay. Thank you for correction. That's it from my side. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurav Joshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen, and good evening to you. So I have two questions. One, in the recent investor call which we had with Raman Chopra ji, we had discussed, about a prospective acquisition which GSL might or would be evaluating. And he had also mentioned about the size, probable size of that, which might be lucrative to the company. Any updates on that aspect or any actions which have been taken further? The second point is, on the NCLT hearing, the order is reserved, as we know. But has there been any further details which NCLT has called for, or any update on that score will also be helpful. Thanks.
In terms of the second point first, NCLT, they have just reserved the order, no details, nothing, because there are really a lot of cases are there, and we are just waiting that order to come in. There is no no further detailing or something. And I think very soon, probably, we will be getting this order. In terms of the first point, as I said even in the past, last call also, that we are evaluating many, and of course, there are some parameters are there in terms of the size, in terms of the growth opportunities, and a lot of evaluations are happening. But those evaluations have not materialized any serious discussion or any progress where we can kind of report to the to our shareholders. But evaluations process are on, and we are continuously pursuing that objective. But till now, no significant progress where I can say that, yes, something we have been able to achieve till now.
Okay, thanks. I will be in the queue.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the opportunity. Just one question about the debt. Since we are a net cash company now at the corporate level, should we assume that in the textile business also will be net cash once it is demerged?
See, in terms of the balance sheet, when we will split, at the time the clarity will come that how the scenario. But yes, in a way, I would say that we will try to be make the balance sheet of textile also at the time of the merger in a manner so that they remain healthy and they remain in a situation where they can take a journey of a growth going forward. So we will continue with that objective. Today, the overall scenario is that the company is net cash.
Right. Okay. Understood. And then just on the timeline, I know you said it's imminent, but can we conclude that the demerger will likely happen before the end of this quarter?
I think so, because now only thing is, probably you can say that next 2-3 months time, probably, because there's a lot of formalities. And once the order will come, then we have to take the certified copy, then we have to file to them, to the ROC. After that, probably you can say next maximum, say maybe 6 months, which probably this could happen. But next year, 2024, should be separate company.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, please restrict yourself to one question and one follow-up question. Our next question comes from the line of Rohit Nagaraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So just one question in terms of our CAPEX plans. So in terms of the 1.1 million ton to 1.2 million tons, how much CAPEX that we have done? Similarly, for sodium bicarbonate, what is the CAPEX that we'll be doing? And just an overall guidance of CAPEX for FY23 and FY24. Thank you.
I think in terms of the CAPEX, like I said, almost major portion of the CAPEX on this expansion of 11 to 12 has been done. For some unspent amount, Raman can brief you about the unspent amount on that. And in terms of the sodium bicarbonate, also I think the amount is very significant. If you can breathe.
Yeah. Up till now, we have done a capex of around 128 crore rupees up to for the 9 months. And we are likely to have another capex of around 75 to 80 crore rupees when we finish there. It will be something like 15 to 320 crore rupees. Balanced debottleneck for inorganic chemicals, and which will be around 50 to 60 crore rupees, and balance towards the textile 40,000 spindle project, balance payment of that. Now, going forward for the next year, it all depends upon how we shape up for our greenfield project. But as of now, in the spinning side, we are targeting around 75 to 80 crore rupees investment, and on the inorganic chemical side, we are targeting around 150 crore rupees investment. This will be without any greenfield, any major spend on the greenfield. Greenfield will all depend upon how the things shape up when we get the approvals. But the larger portion of greenfield spend is going to start only in 2024, towards end of 2024 or during the period 24-25.
Right, and this 150 crores on the inorganic will be primarily for maybe some upgradation of capacity, and I think the salt project that we have been talking about, and the maintenance some, capex, right?
Absolutely right. Some capex on the salt side, and some further debottleneck to achieve that 12 lakh tons production. Some balance work is going on, so that it will be towards that. And some
sure.
regular capex also to maintain your efficiency.
Correct. Sure. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sangeeta Purushottam from Cogito Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, so my line had got disconnected earlier, so I did not hear your reply. So I just wanted to get an understanding of how we should think about volume growth for the company till the time the new greenfield project comes online. So over the next 2 to 3 years, what kind of annualized volume growth should we expect?
Sangeeta, when we talk about this organic chemical, the soda ash, as I said, the volume growth of from 11 lakh to 12 lakh, which is around 10%. You will see this year as well as some benefit next year. So that's one benefit. Second, we will surely get the benefit next year of the sodium bicarbonate, which expansion we are doing for doubling the capacity. So that's the second advantage you will see next year.
Right.
Third advantage, you will not on terms of the volume growth, but you will see in terms of that the productivity we are increasing on the salt, captive salt production. So those kind of advantage next year onwards. And after that, the volume growth will only happen from the greenfield project.
Right. Okay. So bulk of the volume growth we're likely to see will be over the next, say, 12 to 18 months, and then there could be a bit of a lull till the new greenfield comes on stream.
Yes. And in terms of the textile, of course, like you have just said in my initial remark, that 20% of the volume growth we have just completed, so that 20% of the volume growth you will see next year. On the textile side, opportunity of volume growth will be there here after, but on the inorganic chemical, by the right side.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Aryan Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My first question is, there has been an increase in the interest cost on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So what would be the driver for it?
I don't think the interest cost has gone up. It is, say, 29, 30 crore to 31 crore, something of that.
10 crore to 11.
10.75 to 11.18. So this is primarily because of working capital utilization and things like that. Not a very significant.
Sure, sir. And my last question is, what would be the utilization rate for sodium bicarbonate for the quarter, sodium bicarbonate?
So sodium bicarbonate, we are almost running around 80 to 85% at this point of the time. And probably that kind of a number will continue in the future also.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you for all the support which you are giving. As a management, our endeavor is always to ensure that we continue to grow and continue to create a value for our stakeholders. And in that journey, we also are very, very clear in our mind to perform and deliver or create a trust among our stakeholders in terms of the outlook that we give. We are going to be very responsible in our approach, and we will definitely see that for our stakeholders. So thank you very much for your support.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.